thoughts on that for your unit?
Yeah, I'm excited to face a good quarterback, you know, one of Coach Harbaugh's proteges. You know, just excited to, you know, bounce back from this loss.
The last year this team faced the top five quarterbacks the season before. Is there any difference this year than you see in Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson and now in Andrew Luck?
No, I don't think it's a difference. I think, you know, if you face the best and early in the season, then it leaves room for you to improve, you know, later on in the season. So I'm looking at it as that way, for us to get better and also do a great job when we have to face them.
Coach Harbaugh was talking about how Andrew has good escapability as well. You guys faced that last week with Russell Wilson. Do you see similarities between those two guys?
No, I think, you know, Andrew looks to pass the ball first more than run. He's more of a pocket passer, but he does have the ability to scramble and extend plays. So we're definitely preparing for that.
Lavar, it was kind of obscure because of the loss, but you guys did a much better job against Russell Wilson this time around than in December. Overall, were you relatively pleased with the way you contained him?
Yeah, I think we did a good job. You know, it's just one of those games, man, where, you know, both phases of the team, you know, aren't, you know, working at the same time. You know, I felt like we was clicking, you know, early in the game, and then the second half the offense came along. But that's what you have to do. You have to start off fast, you know, and play together, you know, and be on the same page. So, you know, we'll try to get that done this week.
So much of the focus.
It's really just number 12, man. I feel like they feed off of him, and he runs pretty much everything, you know. So, you know, we know that, you know, he likes to get our looks, you know, early before the ball is snapped. So we're going to have to do a good job with holding our coverages and our disguises. So, you know, that's pretty much the challenge for us is just, you know, playing with Andrew and, you know, making sure he doesn't know what we're in, you know, before the ball is snapped.
How did Glenn handle being thrusted in the action? How did he play, and what was it like working with him and him?
Man, Glenn played well. You know, he's a savvy veteran, you know, to speak on his behalf. But, you know, for him to come in, you know, when we needed him, he did a great job and made some plays also.
And Tony, as his backup, you guys have confidence that he has to go in as well?
Yeah, I mean, all those guys, man, they practice hard. They're very attentive in meetings, and, you know, that's the type of players that we need.
You guys, are you in touch with Ricky or anymore, or does he text you this week, or do you guys kind of?
Yeah, I haven't talked to Ricky, but I'm looking forward to seeing him. You know, he's a great teammate of mine, and, you know, he was here since I got here, so I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Coach Fangio's familiarity with Andrew Luck and the overall schemes. Are there more details brought to your attention this week in preparation, or is it pretty similar to Tampa?
Yeah, it's pretty similar. You know, we're just going about it as a normal week. You know, any tips or anything that we get, you know, we'll try to utilize those things. But, you know, as far as anything specific, no, we're just, you know, preparing for them as if it's a normal team.
Is this an interesting dynamic with so many connections on these teams and knowing how they used to run things at Stanford?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You hear a lot of things where, you know, this player likes to do this and likes to do that. But, you know, all in all, man, we're in the NFL. He's under their system. We're under ours. And we have to go out there and execute on Sunday.
Got more?
You mentioned Andrew kind of surveying his defense. I mean, when you look at him, the way he plays in some ways, does he seem like more of a veteran than a second-year guy?
He's smart, man. You know, you don't really get, you know, too many guys that's able to do, you know, what he's able to do at the line, you know, as a young guy. So they're benefiting from that. And, you know, we as, you know, the 49ers or as veterans, I should say, you know, we understand that, you know. So, like I said, we got to do a good job with disguising. Well, it's just simple football one-on-one. You know, he looks at the safeties. If it's two back there, then, you know, he knows we're probably, you know, in a cover two, you know, shell or something like that. So just little things like that. If it's one, then you're probably right, we're in man, you know. So we have to do a good job of just being patient.
Yeah,